This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله الله إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أحبتي في الله وفي الإسلام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله والإحسان فإن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون جعلني الله منهم وإياكم أحبتي في الله my beloved brothers and sisters I start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending blessings and salutations upon our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, in this khutbah, I would like to focus on or highlight what should be or ought to be our single greatest wish. And if someone were to ask you, what would you like or want more than anything else? The answer should be that our Creator Allah loves us. That the one who's worthy of worship, the Creator of all, the one above all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And that if we were given the love of Allah by the Almighty, that there is nothing else in the world that we would need. What can go wrong for you if Allah loves you? What can go wrong for you in the dunya? If the Creator of the dunya loves you, what can go wrong for you in the akhirah? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And we need to strive to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah speaks about it in the Quran often. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions not only who He loves, but the actions that He loves as well. And it is extremely important that we ask ourselves, how much do we strive for that? How much do we strive for that? It is the single greatest blessing and honor to have. Often we speak about us loving Allah, which is extremely important. In fact, your iman will not be complete unless you love Allah and His Messenger more than anything else, more than yourself, your family, your children, everything and anything in existence, that Allah and His Messenger comes first. That's your responsibility. But the ulama, they have a beautiful statement. They used to say, لَيْسَ الْعَجَبْ أَن تُحِبَّ اللَّهِ. It is not surprising, nor is it amazing that you love Allah. Why wouldn't you love Allah when He created you, when He gave you, when He blesses you, when He provides for you, when He gave you everything that you have? Why wouldn't you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَكِنَ الْعَجَبْ أَن تُحَبّ. But what's amazing is that Allah may love you. You who sin, you who forget, you who make mistakes, you who oppress, you, that Allah Almighty can love you. May Allah shower us with His love. Now, my brothers and sisters, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was in Khaybar, he told his companions, tomorrow I'm going to give the flag. The flag bearer of the battle tomorrow will be someone. And this person is very special, because he is someone that loves Allah and His Messenger, and Allah and His Messenger love him. He is someone that loves Allah and His Messenger, and Allah and His Messenger love him. Every companion there was wondering, who will this person be? How lucky are they? What a blessed thing to have, that the Prophet is telling you, whoever will be the flag bearer tomorrow, Allah loves him and the Prophet loves him. Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the great companion that you all know, he said, I have never wished for leadership. And it's not from the sunnah to want to be in a position of leadership, to desire it, to want to be in charge. That's not from the sunnah. If Allah puts you in charge, be responsible, but don't strive for it. Like the Prophet ﷺ said, لا تسأل عن الأمارة. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, I was never someone that would strive to be in the limelight until that day. What's different this time? What makes Umar al-Khattab want to be that person? Because whoever that is enjoys the honor of Allah loving him and the Messenger loving him. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as everyone is in anticipation waiting, where is Ali? Where is Ali? And then they said he is feels some pain or some illness in his eye, his right eye. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bring him to me. And in the end, long story short, it was Ali ibn Abi Talib that day that was given the flag. And the honor of that title, someone whom Allah and His Messenger love. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, the Prophet told us that Allah announces it to Angel Jibreel. And I want you to imagine, this could be any one of us, that Allah Almighty announces to Angel Jibreel, oh, Angel Jibreel, know that I love such and such. It could be someone that is in our midst right now, someone that you know, someone that's engaged in worship, someone that is kind to others, someone that fulfills the conditions of those deserving of Allah's love. Angel Jibreel Allah will say, oh, Angel Jibreel, I love such and such, so now you have to love him. And then Angel Jibreel will announce it to the angels, to the malaika in the heavens, all of them. Allah loves such and such, so now you all must love that person as well. And there are many more angels than there are human beings, my brothers and sisters. For every human being, there are two, at the very least, if not more. And for every spot in the heavens, the Prophet ﷺ said, you can't put three fingers in the heaven except there's an angel prostrating, making sujood. The Prophet ﷺ said in a narration that there are so many angels that descend on the night of Qadr that are equal to the amount of grains of sand on earth. Imagine all of those creations loving you. And because they love you, they make dua for you. They seek Allah's forgiveness for you. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, and once all of that happens, Allah puts acceptance on the earth for that person. What does that mean? Qabul fil ard. It means that your life becomes smooth and easy. Your life becomes smooth and easy. You're the one that when you apply for a job that gets it easily. That you want a promotion, you get it easily. That you start a business, it goes good. That when you have children, they are upright. That your marriage is decent. Everything is good because Allah has put acceptance in the earth for you. Once you have Allah's love, your life goes the right way. Hence why we have to strive for it. That's the first thing that you get. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا. If Allah loves one of His servants, نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ. He calls for Jibreel, and then Jibreel calls all the angels, and then Allah puts acceptance on the earth for you. Ease, barakah, and benefit. What else are some of the signs or what happens when Allah loves you? When Allah loves you, Allah protects you. Allah aids you. The Prophet in a hadith, the hadith of Qudsi actually, is a divine narration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever shows animosity and anger and hatred and becomes the enemy of one of my walis, the walis are those that Allah loves. Allah said, فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That person, I announce war against him. Be very careful, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes when we are going against a fellow human being, you don't know, that person may be loved by Allah. And if they're loved by Allah, you better be careful. Because if you're unjust to them, and if you're oppressing them, Allah has announced a war against you. Everything in your life will go wrong. Then that same hadith starts to describe how you gain Allah's love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in that narration, there is nothing more beloved to me that my servant does than that which I have made obligatory upon him. مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. So the way you gain the love of Allah, that will then result in Allah loving you, and Angel Jibreel loving you, and all of the angels loving you, and making dua for you, and acceptance on the earth, the obligations, the 5 daily prayers, fasting Ramadan, dutifulness to your parents, going to Hajj if you can afford it, all of these things, do the obligations. Is that all? No. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. And my servant doesn't continue making more ibadah, except an extra ibadah. We're talking about the qiyam, the witr, the taraweeh, fasting Mondays and Thursdays, sadaqah, all of the extra. حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ, until I love him, Allah says. And what happens when Allah loves you? فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتَهُ, when I love him, Allah says, or her, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّذِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. Allah says, I become the hand by which he uses, and the eyes that which he sees with, and the hair. What does that mean? It means that this person will be so guided, so protected, that they will not gaze upon except that which pleases Allah, and they will not listen to that except which pleases Allah, and they will not use their hands except that which pleases Allah, and they will not go anywhere except that it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that all? No. If Allah loves you, and may Allah love us all, if Allah loves you, Allah said, وَلَا إِن سَأَلَنِي, if this person asks me, لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ, I will give him. وَلَا إِن اسْتَعَاذَنِي, and if he seeks my protection, لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ, I will protect him. This is what you gain when Allah loves you. Protection and aid, support from the one that is above all, the one that is the greatest, Allahu Akbar, the one that's able to do all things. Is that all, my brothers and sisters? No. What else do we gain from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this one, I want you to pay attention. Because at first, you'll be like, how does this work? إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا. If Allah loves a people, إِبْتَلَاهُمْ, Allah tests them with trials and tribulations. When Allah loves you, Allah tests you with trials and tribulations. So never assume that the troubles in your life are just because they are punishment. Because Allah also tests those that he loves. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? Well, Allah is Hakim. He's the most wise. There's a narration where the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah will write for his servant to be in a very high place in Jannah. Because Allah loves you. Allah wants you to be in the highest place in Jannah. But then your actions and deeds are not enough to get you there. You've strived, you tried, you prayed, you did, but you're not getting to the place Allah wants you to get. So Allah cleanses you from your sins in the dunya and raises your rank, gives you opportunity to have sabr. When will you have sabr? If your life is always easy, will you ever experience patience and sabr? You will not. And why is sabr important? Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Because Allah loves those that are patient. So among the actions that if we do, Allah will love us, is sabr. For you to have sabr and patience, you have to go through a calamity. That's why whether it's losing of loved ones, and may Allah have mercy on all of them. And whether that is illness, or whether that is financial troubles, or whether that is a loss of a friendship, or whatever the case may be, if it results in you having sabr and patience, and that sabr results in Allah loving you, then isn't that a good thing? My brothers and sisters, there's a lot to say about this. But it is important that we, first of all, appreciate that the greatest single wish we should all have is hubbullah. Because once Allah loves you, nothing will go wrong. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My beloved brothers and sisters, I want to, inshallah ta'ala, conclude with a qissa or a story.
that was narrated by one of the Tabi'is, Abu Idris al-Khawlani. Now, Abu Idris, he actually was born during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he never saw the Prophet as he was a young child. So he ended up learning from the companions and grew up as a Tabi'i. Abu Idris, one day he said, he was in Damascus, Dimashq. And he said, I came to the Masjid of Dimashq, the main mosque there. And there he said, I saw a man. And he said, this man, he had a presence about him. He had a presence, an aura. He was smiling, radiant, beautiful smile. And he said, people were around this person. And they would ask him religious questions and he would answer them. And any of their affairs, they would come to him and he will sort it out for them. And he said, as I'm observing this man, I ask, who is it? And they tell me it's Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companion that the Prophet said to him, oh Mu'adh, innu uhibbuk. Mu'adh, I love you. The companion that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent to Yemen to call the people of Yemen to Islam. The companion whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most knowledgeable of my ummah in halal and haram is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. It was this companion. And he said, the following day, I came early to the masjid. Early to the masjid, hoping to catch him. And he said, as I arrived, he's already there. And that was the way of the companions. They were people that were always engaged in ibadah. He said, Mu'adh ibn Jabal is sitting there. Remember, he just realized who he is not too long ago. He said, I approached Mu'adh ibn Jabal from the front. I came and I walked towards him. And I said to him, oh Mu'adh, Wallahi inni ul-uhibbuka fillah. Mu'adh, I swear by Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. I love you for the sake of Allah. And then Mu'adh says to him, Allah, by Allah, do you mean this? Yes, I mean this. By Allah, do you mean this? Yes, I mean it. Then Mu'adh says, come closer. He came closer. Mu'adh grabbed his cloak and said, I heard the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wajabat mahabbati lil mutahabbin fiyya, wal mutajalisin fiyya, wal mutazawirin fiyya. My love has become incumbent, meaning they will most definitely get my love. Those that love for each other for my sake. Those that sit with each other for my sake. Those that visit each other for my sake. What does it mean to love each other for Allah's sake? What does it mean to visit each other for Allah's sake? It means that when you have no other personal reason, the relationship between you and the other person is not based on wealth or dunya or hobbies or anything other than Allah. You like that person because of how close they are to Allah. You love that person because of their worship, their connection, their knowledge, their ibadah. That's what attracted you to them as a brother, as a sister. Because that shows that you care about Allah and His Messenger. What makes this person different than that person? Well, I see this person in the masjid all the time. I see them reading the Quran all the time. And because of their Quran and their prayer, and their modesty, because of her hijab and her honesty, I have love for that person. That's the kind of love if you have for your fellow Muslims, that it's for the sake of Allah, because of Allah. Min ajlillah, that will result in Allah loving you. May Allah make us among those that love Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those that are loved by Him. This requires another khutbah, where I actually talk about what are the actions that if we do, Allah will love us. Allah says in the Quran, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah loves those who do good. Wallahu yuhibbul sabireen. Allah loves those who have patience. Al-muttaqeen, those who are pious. Al-muhsineen, Allah loves al-muqsiteen, those that are just. The Prophet told us, Ahabbul a'mal ilallah. Adwamuha wa inqal. The most beloved actions to Allah are those that are inconsistency. The most beloved, there are so many narrations and so many ayats where we are being told about what Allah loves. But that requires a whole separate khutbah, inshaAllah ta'ala, where we go through these and then start doing them more and more, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this gathering. Sallu ala nabiyyika amrakum Allah ta'ala, haythu qal, inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabiy, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita wa barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wa radiyallahu anhu al-khulafa al-arba'a, Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali, wa an sa'ir as-sahabati wa tabi'ina wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan. الآن إلى يوم الدين. اللهم لا تفارق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وعمل متقبل مبرور. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إليك وإلى حبك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان في فلسطين وفي سودان وفي كل البلاد يا أرحم الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.